Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
There's been a recent change in Social Security benefits that President Biden signed into law before leaving office. The windfall elimination provision. What was this, and how did this affect federal employees?
Okay, so if you were a public employee, okay, and back in the day, the windfall elimination provision said that if there was nothing withheld in Social Security, because you were getting a public pension, they didn't allow you, or they eliminated or reduced your benefits for Social Security once you qualified to receive them because of this windfall elimination provision. So that was changed, and many public, non-covered pensions that these people never got the money for Social Security. Effective 2024, since January, all the way going forward, they're going to get a lump sum of the benefits they didn't get for the year, and their existing Social Security that they might be getting now is going to be increased to cover what wasn't available in the past.
And how will that affect filing for those affected this coming year?
Well, Social Security is potentially taxable anyway. So what happens is whatever you would have gotten, of course, you're going to get those benefits in 2025. So it won't happen till the 2025 tax return. The 2024 Social Security distribution didn't include that provision that just happened in January. So this is going to affect 2025 tax returns. And it'll just be more money. But quite frankly, President Trump is trying to make Social Security not taxable at all. And they're supposed to be taking that on in the next couple of months. So it just may be a win-win-win for these people. They're going to get a back amount of Social Security. Their future benefits will be increased. And maybe for all of us, our Social Security won't be taxable at all.
But unless and until President Trump does make that change, should we prepare? How much should we prepare for Social Security of this windfall becoming taxable in 2025, 2026 year?
If you're single and half of your Social Security exceeds $25,000, then the excess over that $25,000 threshold is half taxable. If you're filing a joint return, half of your Social Security added to your other income, if it exceeds $32,000, then the excess over $32,000 is partially taxable. So let's say a couple gets an extra $10,000. It may end up being 85% taxable, which would mean $8,500 additional income would be added to their tax liability, taxable income in 2025. And if they're in the 10% tax bracket, it'll cost them an extra $850. So it's wonderful to get $10,000, especially if your tax liability is only going to be $850.
All right. And the best advice you have for those affected?
Well, be on the lookout. It's going to be an automatic adjustment that the federal government's sending to you. They're saying that this money should be in your hands before the end of March, at least by the end of March. And if you did get a large windfall, check with your tax accountant, or you can call EG Tax. We'll be very happy to figure out what those additional tax dollars are going to affect you when you file for 2025.